community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, Piers, tell me, what's going on in tomorrow's edition?
Well, we're covering the Tour de France, which scooted around the outside of the borough. Hundreds of thousands of people obviously have been watching. Well, I think 2.5 million people watched it throughout the UK, and hundreds of thousands, I think, must have watched it in Essex alone as it travelled down through Essex from Cambridge into the centre of London. It scooted, as I say, around the north part of Brentwood.
Last year's winner's out already, isn't he?
Well, Cavendish took a tumble.
Yeah, it's
in Yorkshire in the first leg. Yeah, he busted her shoulder, I think. But what a fantastic day out! And some of the pictures we're going to be publishing tomorrow are absolutely amazing. So there were literally thousands and thousands of people along the route, all cheering away. And it is the world's biggest annual sporting event, after all.
Is it really?
It's the world's biggest.
I didn't know that.
It is the world's biggest annual sporting event, bigger than any other. We're not including the World Cup here because that's every 4 years, obviously. But it's the world's biggest annual sporting event.
Now, when you meet someone that's a bit of a cycling fan and they watch this, they've got the sort of reputation at the moment, which is all our perceptions are wrong, of a bit of an anorak, aren't they? Really, they're all a bit, but they're not. This is actually because I watched a little bit on TV last night. Well, it's a really exciting sport, fast.
I think it's very fast, and I think that's the key. I mean, these athletes, these guys who cycle down. I think 2,500 miles over. They are some athletes, I think it took 3.5 hours to get from Cambridge into the centre of London. They were averaging about 30 miles an hour, which is some going. I mean, the speed they go is amazing. And there's some figures around somewhere that the average professional cyclist's lungs is something like 1.5 times the size of the normal guys.
Really?
Yep. So they can drag more air into their lungs, and their hearts are bigger too. But if you watch them go past, they are an impressive sight. And the peloton, which is the main body of riders that ride the main thing, they are so tightly packed together, and it's like one great swarm of bicyclists moving at some speed. So they're not just some anoraks. They are.
No, that's right.
They are proper athletes.
But the thing is, if one of them goes over at the front, that's it. It's a free for all. Then everybody's over everybody else's shoulders, isn't they?
Yeah, it's quite disturbing
when you see a crash. You're like, you're constantly wincing for what seems like 3 or 4 minutes, but you're not, obviously.
But it was a good do, and I think Essex should be proud for the show it put on and for the reception it gave the guys in the tour. And I say we're going to be publishing loads of pictures tomorrow. From the spectator's perspective, and obviously from the rider's perspective too. So it was a really good do.
Fantastic.
Do you ride?
No, I don't.
I used to cycle a lot, and then I stopped. So I'm gonna buy one, I think.
Yeah,
buy a new bike and get on the road again.
Because it's you know, you can get a little bit fitter and lose a little bit of weight and a little bit of, you know, make yourself. Your lungs, because I used to run 3 miles a day.
Okay.
And exerting myself, like walking up a flight of stairs, was quite easy when I was doing it. And I used to get to the top without a single bead of sweat after a while, because my lungs had expanded,
stretched out, and everything was working properly.
And the person next to me was going. And now it's the opposite way around. I'm the one going. You know, I'll just get out of the seat, and I'm like that. To be honest with you, I know this is springing something on you now, which I shouldn't really do, but I've heard. A bit of a secret rumour, if you like.
Right.
I won't say where the news has come from. I've heard a rumour that Brentwood are going to be charging for parking at night. Is this... Have you heard anything
about
this?
Well, funny you say that, because we are going to be running that story tomorrow, actually.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. Now, this is going to be... we're splashing the Tour de France. It's such an important and such a special event that we're going to be splashing that. But the other story that's going to be appearing on the front as well, and it's going to be more detailed in the inside pages, is the new administration, the Rainbow Accord, the administration that's made up of Lib Dems, Brentwood First councillors, and Labour, are going to be introducing a £2 fixed rate parking charge during the night, which is the first time that Brentwood's going to be seeing an all-night parking charge. Now, the reason they're doing this is to maybe try and drag down the price of daytime parking for those shoppers and businesses too, remember, during the day. And their basic argument, their basic premise behind the whole thing is that, well, look, Brentwood nighttime is booming. Yeah. We've got hundreds of people coming to the into the high street to enjoy the clubs, bars, and restaurants that have benefited enormously from the TOWIE phenomena. And it's only fair, the council administration argue, that the people who are coming into town and enjoying a night time out have to pay their fair share of parking, which everyone else has to.
I can see that argument. But do you think this is the thin end of the wedge?
Well, I mean, some people argue that it's the thin end of the wedge, and that, you know, this is just the beginning of more things to come. But I mean, I have to say that Brentwood is quite unusual in that it's one of the only ones that doesn't charge for nighttime parking. I mean, Chelmsford just down the road charges, I think, about £2.50 for an all-night parking ticket. Romford obviously have to pay for all-night parking. Considering that the Brentwood is booming during the evening times, yeah, which it never used to be before TOWIE came along, but since TOWIE has come along, it has been booming.
Yeah.
I think the argument is that, well, if those businesses during the daytime are having to drag shoppers out of their free car parking spaces,
yeah,
in Lakeside and all the rest of it, then it's only fair that everyone else should have to pay a little bit
yeah,
more too.
If those
extra few quids can be used to reduce parking during the daytime,
yeah,
then that's not just beneficial to shoppers and businesses during the day, but it's also fairer, which I think that's the main argument. At the moment, it's just not fair.
If you're going out for the night, you're going to do £50 to £70 anyway, and £2 or £2.50 really isn't going to make a lot of difference.
Yeah, I mean, say there's a designated driver with four people in the car.
Yeah,
you know, between the four of you,
£50 each. Yeah, it's nothing, is it?
You might spend between the four of you, you know, £200 quite easily.
Yeah, easy.
So, 50p on top of a £200 bill,
no,
or £2 on top of a £200 bill is not exactly extortionate.
No,
so that's
right.
That's the argument.
Do you think what I actually like about Brentwood though is when I go shopping in the high street, or say on a Monday morning, I'm going to go and put some money into the bank. I drive into the car park outside Sainsbury's, and they give you 30 minutes free.
Yeah,
I love that. I despise paying for car park. It's not because I don't want to pay the money. It's just, I don't know, there's a little niggle there.
Well, I think,
and I love that.
I think this also comes around to what Louise McKinley, the former council leader, is arguing, that people will do anything to avoid paying for car parking.
Yep,
they'll you know, drive into hell and high water to avoid paying parking charges. So what she says is going to happen is that people are going to find back streets and side streets where parking isn't quite so vigorously enforced during the small hours of the evening, which is going to clog up those streets. Now, you know, who knows? That's her argument. It could happen.
I could see that happening. Yeah. I can see that. It's not too much of a leap of faith, I think.
No, I mean, as you say, people do anything to avoid
parking
charges.
Totally.
People hate it. It's
nice to hear that I'm not the only one, to be honest with you.
I think that's just human nature, isn't it?
It just grates on me, though, and I don't know why. I nearly bought a car park years ago. I wish I had it done now.
You'd be rolling in it now.
I would.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just grates on me, to be honest with you. Mm. And you almost have to be forced. You know for a fact, everybody does it. You drive out there, and especially down William Hunter Way.
Yeah.
I'll just park on double yellow lines here. I'll only be 2 minutes. It's the age-old argument with the traffic wardens. I was only 2 minutes. But it's a double yellow line.
Yeah,
yeah, but I was only 2 minutes. You know, and people do argue with these people that are there to enforce. When you know you shouldn't park on there, I'd do it. I shouldn't park on there. Everyone knows they shouldn't park on there.
Yeah.
But the idiot side when you get
caught, my God!
Oh, I know. £50, £100, whatever the fine is. Now I haven't had a parking fine for years, to be honest. But whatever the parking fine is now, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I won't admit to having not one in years.
Go on, you can tell us.
And I can tell you that I'm not the only one in our family who gets parking tickets. But anyway, that's another story.
Go on, when was your last one? Go on.
The last one I got, it's probably about 6 months ago now. I can't remember where I got it. I think I got it in Chelmsford, actually.
How much was it? Because some of them are up to £125 now.
Yeah, I can't if, obviously, you get 50% if you get, yeah, that's you right, get it prepared, yeah, off quick. But how long, I can't even remember how much it was now. It's probably about £25 or something.
But you do. You look at it and go, well, that wasn't worth it.
Well, no.
I've got to pay him now, haven't I? I've got to pay him.
Well, yeah.
What was that about?
It's just going back to the people who you... yeah, bang. But anyway, that's the plan. So we will see. I mean, it'll probably drive people nuts, and people will do anything to avoid the paying it. But we'll see if it's going to work.
We'll see.
I think. See, the other thing is that people obviously always gripe about.
Yeah.
In Brentwood, particularly, is that the level of parking is too much. This is the argument that comes from shoppers and businesses all the time, that Brentwood people pay too much for parking.
To be honest, I don't. I came from out of the area.
Yep.
2 years ago, moved into Brentwood. It's a dream. Yeah. Seriously, Brentwood is an absolute dream. You can't move in other areas, especially when you go nearer London.
Yeah.
Can't move. You've got to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And it is just it's just the breath of fresh air in Brentwood. It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. So I don't think everybody's paying too much at all at the moment. And even if they do make this a 24-hour parking charge, so you've got to pay. I still don't think that's over the mark, to be honest with you.
No. I mean, yes, it's £10.50 for an all-day daytime parking ticket, and then £2 if you want to park after 7 o'clock or keep your car in a car park all night for after 7 o'clock. Mm. So who knows? We will see if it works or not. We will see.
Well, okay. we're looking forward to reading that tomorrow in the Brentwood Gazette. Piers, thank you very much for coming.
No problem.
And I'll see you again soon.
See you again soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.